a very fundamental aspect of life, of the spiritual journey, of coming into realization of who you truly are, is understanding the significance of reality. Reality is something that you experience from your point of view. Your point of view is dictated by how you was brought up, your belief systems, the belief systems that were passed down to you from your parents, from your guardians, from your family, from your culture, from the society you were brought up in. It is also the programming that you are constantly implanting in your mind by way of watching movies, reading books, any kind of content or things that you are consuming visually, through audio, right? Through feelings, touch, emotion, is going to impact your reality. So it's very important for you to be mindful about the things you consume, because it is going to influence your reality in some way or form. But the root of how you view things will, in fact, in a way, dictate the things you decide to consume, right? So if you were brought up in a very volatile, maybe even violent or toxic environment, those are things you're going to gravitate toward. And it's important to recognize that consciousness, your consciousness, right? When you are the things you are conscious of, is able to analyze and look at yourself and say, wait a minute, this really doesn't align with who it is that I wish to be or how it is that I wish to live. And it's because your consciousness is who you truly are. So it is communicating through you, to you, through your consciousness, through your conscious mind, the ability to analyze and critique and come up with judgments as to what works, what doesn't work, what do you like, what you don't like, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And when you utilize your conscious mind, you utilize how your subconscious mind works, then you can really analyze and dictate what is a programming, right, that you have had in your subconscious mind that no longer serves you. You can ask yourself, does this serve me? Does this align with the things that I desire? Even though there's a part of me that doesn't think that I can achieve those things, but those ideas and those thoughts and those passions still come up in your mind. So in a way, they haunt you to a degree. And that's because your ego and your subconscious and those old unproductive programs, right? Those unproductive and negative paradigms are causing you to doubt your ability to manifest those things. But yet, those ideas, those passions, those dreams somehow continue to keep coming up, right? They don't just simply go away because your subconscious has an old programming that you're not smart enough, that you're not fit enough, that you're not, you know, skilled enough, or you're not able, or you don't have the resources, and that you'll never have the resources to do such and such and such. You have to understand that if you have a dream, an idea that continues to pop up in your mind, that means that there is a part of you that is constantly trying to communicate to you that this is what you're supposed to do. You have to manage your subconscious. You have to manage your ego and put those negative, unproductive thoughts to rest. You have to dissolve them. You have to recognize that there are illusions and they're not true. And once you do that and you follow your consciousness, then you can actually move forward and begin to fulfill your destiny, fulfill what aligns with your higher self. Now, as we talk about reality and understanding that you create your own reality, and your reality is also a byproduct of the things that you are consuming. So you are creating your own reality. Everything that you experience, see, touch is a result of your consciousness. Without consciousness, then there is no reality for you to experience, because then there is no you. So what does that mean as far as the grand scheme of reality, right? What does that mean when it comes to the reality that other people are actively participating in? Well, when it comes to reality, there are multitudes of reality. There are infinite realities, infinite universes. And each one of those universes are led, are created by an individual, you. You are creating your own universe. That universe is a manifestation, a culmination of what you see, what you feel, what you think, right? What you feel emotionally. And it's all being dictated, analyzed. It's all being experienced from your point of view. And though you may have something, right? We can say if it's a dollar bill, you can have it in your hand and you will have an experience as to what that feels like, what comes up for you, what triggers you, right, about that dollar bill. If you give it to somebody else, it's the same exact thing, same exact item, nothing has changed about it. You give it to somebody else, they have completely different experiences around that dollar bill, right? One, it's money. Money has a great significance in our society, and it means different things to different people. But that applies to every single thing that we experience. You have your own unique experience, identity, meaning around everything that you see and experience, right? So there's an ongoing loop of experiencing something, but also having an experience because it is coming from your point of view. And your point of view dictates what that experience is. So you have your own reality. Everybody else has their own reality. But then you may ask the question, well, what about all of universe? Isn't the whole entire universe a reality in itself? And it is. So we share a universal reality that we all exist in. But within that universal, grand, large reality, you are dictating how you experience that reality. This is the key. This is what you need to understand, because I know it gets confusing for a lot of people. If I'm the creator, right, of my own reality, then what is this person doing here, right? If you create your own reality, then what is the significance of other people being around in your reality? Can you control other people in your reality? In some ways you can, but that's another level. That's an advanced way of thinking. And that way of thinking doesn't come from the ego. It doesn't come from manipulating people or tricking people or taking away from people. So, but getting back to your individual reality, you have to recognize that this reality that you are creating by way of your consciousness dictates what it is that you see and experience. When you own the fact that this is your reality, then you begin to take charge of that reality. Some people freak out and they feel overwhelmed by the reality that they are creating their reality. And that's okay in the beginning. But understand, though, through the process of coming into this discovery and realization, that is normal to feel a little bit of heaviness. But once you recognize that you are one with this infinite spirit, this infinite intelligence that has created the grand reality, right? The large scale reality that we all share, you recognize that, oh, wait, I got this. Because you're not separate from that intellect. You are part of it. And once you understand that, you can dial into that intellect, and then it will send you on your way to true discovery as to who you really are, and that there is no losing in this game of life. But what I really want to share with you is the understanding of the visualization, visualizing exactly what these realities look like. So think of yourself as a circle, right? If you look at my logo, even the bottom of the logo, there is a circle. That represents you. That represents your consciousness. That represents your universe. And so as you think about that, and then you think about everybody else being a circle themselves, then you think, okay, so what about this whole shared reality that we are experiencing? That is also a circle. So we are all existing as circles within this larger circle. And what I want you to understand is something that I just recently discovered, is that what that looks like is this, okay? Now, if you know what this symbol is, you understand that this is connected with a more of a grander scheme of higher intelligence with understanding and unraveling the universe. This is called the flower of life. This flower of life is a part of many symbols in what is called sacred geometry. And these symbols are designed to help support you open up your consciousness to the truth as to who you are. And so when you look at this symbol, recognize everything that I just said. There are many circles within the framework of a singular circle. And this is ultimately our existence. Yes, we do exist in a grander universe, but we only exist from our experience of that universe. That universe basically only exists because we exist. If you did not exist, then as far as you're concerned, that universe does not exist. And this is when we begin to really understand that we create this reality. Even though we haven't created the grand reality, not directly, remember, we are connected with that intelligence that has created that grand reality, which is why we can create and we are creating our own individual reality. Because we are all individual expressions of God, right? We get to have that godly experience for ourselves as we live day in and day out, just like everybody else is experiencing their own creations at the same time, simultaneously, though we are interacting and sharing with one another. So as you can see with these circles within the grand scheme of the whole entire circle, the circles are overlapping. And this is us overlapping with one another in this universe. The overlap means the exchange, the interaction. It means the influence that we can have over one another. Now you have to decide, just like the life you wish to live, just like you have to decide what it is you wish to create in this universe of yours, you also have to decide how you're going to interact, how you're going to overlap with other people along this journey, and how you're going to let them overlap with you. You see? So recognize the power. So every time you see this symbol, and you will see it a lot more often now, because now you have a trigger, you have an anchor as to a deeper meaning behind it, not just something that you see in, you know, spiritual circles, pun intended. Recognize that this is an example of how we exist in the world. And when you recognize that your circle is yours to create with it whatever you want in the grand scheme of all things, then you come into a space of owning true fulfillment and happiness because you have come into the self-realization as to who you are. Thank you so much. Feel free, go to drabundant.com, get access to my free newsletter, and also download this ebook, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.